transportation.
Into the budget, and then not the budget with superintendent salary going down, the teachers that resigned, that were hired on the schedule, they were hired. So all of that, I was able to adjust now, that I couldn't do back then, we didn't have the information available.
One of the things that we did, Austin, too, is Anna's really good, she went back and reclassified, and we did a big audit on what she's calling the position control. And what ended up happening is, there was some employees, when they were getting charged to certain areas, that qualified for restricted dollars. And what ends up happening is, when you have restrictive dollars, you can only pay those for certain pots of money. Only certain funds can go there. Only certain employees might meet those pots. But what we were able to do was shift some of those employees' salaries that we took from those restricted dollars, so that reopened some of the general fund dollars. And that just, it's smoke and mirrors in some ways with the way that you have to do it, but making sure people are categorized in the right places when you're charging them out makes a big difference in your budget. And so she worked, there's been a lot of time that has been put in with going back and seeing and evaluating where certain charges were placed funding-wise, and where else could we have put those charges that were a better match, that helped us expend the funds that we needed to be done by the end of the year, and would leave us other funds that could carry over.
Brilliant.
And that's still ongoing.
Right.
It was just the beginning. That normally happens between now and first interim, but because we had to do this 45-day revised budget, I was only able to ask for something. But it's still better than adoption. One of the things that I forgot is that during the cash reconciliation that we've been working on, and trying to catch up with a whole year of cash reconciliation, one of the things I found last June, and I wanted to be sure of it, was that some of the restricted funding that was reported, or maybe deposited into one of the monies, were ESSER funds that's restricted and that's old. And what ended up happening is I noticed that they were a net a positive and a negative of the ESSERs of almost $400,000 that truly belongs in the general fund. I was able to shift that right away and mention it to Superintendent Gallagher. So that helps a lot. And that's another thing that I think I'd like to see.
Excellent. Thank you.
No more questions on the AB 1200. Can I get a motion to accept that, please?
I'll motion to accept.
And a second?
I'll second. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
It was me.
Okay.
Sorry, it was her.
Okay,
Jesus, she was looking like,
I'll go back to being quiet.
Approval of the 45-day budget revision.
She told us she can't see our faces, so I was like,
that's why I don't say that.
It has to do with the negotiated increases. knowing that we have to keep working on that deficit. 45-day revisions will now be incorporated into the District 2637, so that will be your approved budget, which is what you're going to see at first in term. So the slide that you have number six shows the comparison. And that means
questions, and one of them might be an unfair question, but I'm going to ask it. Our board policy is a 5% reserve for economic uncertainty, but the state is 3%.
Yes.
In your opinion, is 5 enough? Is 3 a better goal? Should 7 be, would 7%, even though difficult for you to do, is that safer for the district? I just was looking for more of an opinion than a straight answer.
It depends on the school district. And it depends on how you get funded, how you are funded as a school district. But in the state and other school services of California, other agencies that report to the state and watch school districts and their financials recommend 17% for economic uncertainty. But also there's a law that says that you should not, depending on the size of the school district, that you should not reserve above 8% or 10%, I don't remember the percentage, because you're supposed to use the funds in the year that you receive them for the students and the employees for that year. So 5% is good. They also recommend that a school district should have enough saved, so that 5% should be enough to cover 3 months of expenditures, payroll mainly. Mm-hmm. Because that's the first thing the biggest expense, and that's the first thing, like when a school is taken over by the state and they have no money to cover their payroll, they recommend that's why you have a reserve to have enough to cover 3 months worth of payroll. That's what they recommend.
You mentioned that you borrowed some from Fund 40 for the stop projection, and that we don't want to do that. What are some things we can do to not do that?
Well, that would be a conversation that we have to have with Superintendent Calvert to see where we can make reductions. Because of the increases, they're ongoing increases. Two of the things that we can do is bring in more revenue or cut expenditures. One of my recommendations in the past also has been that we have a budget committee so that we can talk about these things and look where in the budget we can make reductions. But before we make reductions to the ones, two and threes object codes, we would make reductions in services or other areas, materials and supplies. And we also need to keep looking more at the one-time funds so that we can look at the law and the restrictions and say, yeah, we can move this salary to in here. You have been carrying that restricted balance for a while,
So moved.
In a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. 5.14 passes. On to 5.15.
The last one. Okay.
Approval of revised 26-27 Wheatland School District Student Parent Handbook.
Yes, so these were just very brief revisions, but like I say, there was a change in independent study regulations, and so the handbook now reflects those changes that you have to ask prior to or within the same day before close of office hours on the day that you're absent for an independent study. We can no longer backdate or approve those. In addition to, it also adds Ms. Sal as the vice principal. Very happy to have her on.
Any questions, comments, or concerns about the parent handbook? If not, can I have a motion to accept 5.15, please?
Motion to accept.
Any second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you all for coming and sitting through that.
Board comments. Any board comments?
I did have a comment. I just wanted to thank Ms. Gallagher and Mr. Guzman and the rest of the staff for everything that's gone on this week, and how professionally and how well they communicated with us and parents. Obviously always room for improvement in all areas of life, but for giving the situation that we still had us over the school year, that was great. And my kids, in my house anyway, they know happened, but they don't understand the complete severity of something if it were to happen. And I think that concentrating on the mental health this week and those things were great. So in my house, at least, it.
We plan on playing music again tomorrow. But just wanted to just build that culture again. We want our kids to feel safe in school. We want them to feel welcome. You know, all the things we do that first day of school, we want to continue on now. And actually, one of the positive things that's come out of this is some of the staff have said, every Friday, like, it's a music day, and like, welcome the kids. It's been a long week, and we're excited to still be here. And we've had a lot of real positive discussions.
Anyway, good job, and thank you. My kids are just as happy as they were last week.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, I just wanted to say welcome, Ms. Sal.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're so happy to have you.
Yes, poor Nadia. Welcome.
Anticipate that we will probably have at least one more day just to see